I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're actually in the North American area of the show at Coverings 2008 in Orlando, and I'm actually in the Limosa booth, and there's some big news. Actually, I'm here with Rogelio, is that right?
Rogelio Elizondo, that's right. I'm the chief marketing officer for the company, and you're right. I mean, last year in November, we... Grupo Lamosa acquired Porcelanite for $800 million. And with the combined capacity of both plants or both companies based in Mexico, we have over 120 million square meters of production per year, which makes us the largest manufacturing ceramic tile company in the world. So absolutely, we're very excited about it.
Well, that's a bold statement. So now we have a company that, you know, like many places in the world, and flooring is no stranger to us, we've seen consolidation, and it's recently happened in Mexico, and actually this is pretty, you know, big news and new news, because up to this point, I think Marazzi had been the world leader in the manufacturing of tile, and so you make a wide range. You make both floor and wall tile, right?
We do floor, wall tile, on porcelain, and grass body products. So basically we have a wider range of products, obviously focused for the Mexican, and also primarily to a good part of that is to the U.S. market.
And the Mexican market is actually growing, unlike the U.S. market, which is in a little bit of a depression right now. Is that right?
Yeah, the growth for this year up to year, it's about 4% versus last year. And we expect to close the year with approximately 6% over last year.
What motivated Lamosa to buy Porcelanite?
Well, I think it was a strategic opportunity for the company, where we wanted to have a complete capacity of production to serve not just the Mexican market, but the North American market. With this new acquisition, now we have the capacity of basically 40% of the total capacity in North America. It's owned by Lamosa and Porcelanite. And strategically for us, the U.S. market, with the current exports we do from Mexico to the U.S., we're the largest exporter of Mexico to the U.S., even higher than other competitors.
Okay. So with the two companies before they joined, did one have a focus in one area and another one in another area, or are they both very similar?
It's both very similar. We don't have a lot of overlap in the distribution, which is better, which is good for us. We have a huge amount of distributors in the U.S. It complements one with the other, and we're getting to see a lot of opportunities of using both brands in different sectors, especially in the residential market is where we're focused. But with the new porcelain plant we've opened in the past years, we have the ability to do also industrial or commercial products.
Okay, let me ask you this. I noticed that when you walk up to your booth, it's got the Firenze name. Am I pronouncing that right, Firenze?
That's right. Firenze, it's our premium brand, where we're using this brand to serve the U.S. market. And we've actually done something, breaking some paradigms that usually all the trends are come from Italy and from Spain. And what we've done is we launched this new collection, which is the Mayan collection. And what we started doing, as I mentioned, breaking some paradigms, is that we started studying Mexico. This Mayan collection is of the Riviera Maya in the Cancun area. And we've developed these new lines. These are current stones that are used in the Mayan area. We've reproduced this in porcelain tile, through body porcelain, and the result has been spectacular.
So it's by no mistake that when I walk in this booth, I feel like I'm walking into a museum.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the feeling we wanted to have, an ambience of birds, a natural ambience, and also something very high-end and very well-developed. We hired geologists, we hired archaeologists to study this stone. So not just replicating the stone, but also understanding the culture around the stone. And this reflects all this effort. So huge success for us.
Talk a little bit about the different products. I mean, you told us basically the theme, but give us some of the product names that you introduced in this year and what makes them unique.
Okay, we're introducing the Crema Maya. Crema Maya, it's a soft marble stone, very commercial for commercial uses, on a 24 by 24 format, also in 18 by 18 and 12 by 12. Well, the one we're standing behind is Piedra de Tikul, which is the most popular one in the Mayan region, where we have the orange color and golden, which are the primary colors that are found in the mines. We actually went into the mines, we saw the product, we saw the natural stone, understand the product, and then replicate it in this beautiful porcelain tile. This golden color we have behind is basically extinct in the world. There's nowhere else you can find it, and we have the fortune of reproducing this in a porcelain tile.
And you say you are targeting both the commercial and the residential market with these products?
With these products, absolutely. We have the ability to approach both markets.
All right. Well, and so if someone who's not familiar with your company is interested in finding out more, is there a website or a way they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, you could go directly to our website, which is www.lamosa.com. And you can see all our brands portfolio. You can see the distributors we have in the U.S. And also look at this beautiful collection.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you've heard it right here. I mean, this is Rogelia that's talking to us with the Lamosa. And they are now, with this new acquisition of last November, the largest tile producer in the world. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.